Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Mighty God, blessing everyone. Glory to God. You have tuned into I'm a Ruby Heart to Heart Radio Show. Hallelujah. Let me introduce myself. I am Prophetess Patricia J., known as Prophetess Sonic Boom. We welcome everyone online with us on today, Mighty God. We have a special guest with us on today, Prophetess Foster from Jacksonville, Florida. We just like to welcome her and praise God for her coming on the line with us on today. Hallelujah. I'm just excited, oh, my God, for this time and to share what thus saith the Lord on today. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I put my trust. Lord God, we just come before you right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, giving you praise, giving you glory, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, allowing you, oh, God, inviting you in, oh, God, for you to have your way, oh, God. We decrease that you may increase, oh, God, to the fullest, oh, God. Have your way, oh, God. Speak through us, oh, God. Work through us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. And we know that, Lord God, you watch us over the word, oh, God, and none of these words shall fall to the God, to the ground. You will not allow not one of our words fall to the ground. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We heart to heart purpose verse is John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Not only will they be satisfied for themselves, but they will also become a river, glory to God, so that others may drink and be satisfied. Glory to God. How many know that what we do and what God has done for us is not for ourselves alone? It is for to help other ones, to pull someone else out of the miry clay, out of the pit. It is for us, hallelujah, to speak a word of encouragement into other people's lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are God's children, and we must encourage one another. We must speak life into one another. So we just thank God on today for this time. Hallelujah for the broadcast of Heart to Heart Radio Show. Glory to God. And we have our special guest. Hallelujah. We're not going to prolong the time, and we're just going to have her to come forth in the way that God has called her to come forth. This is Prophetess Foster, and she knows that her name is, you know, is pretty unique, and she will come forth as God has given her. Prophetess Foster, come on and let God use you. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I just want to give glory and honor to God for everything that he is doing and allowing to happen. And I just wanted to share just my testimony, just what I had to go through to get where God is taking me. I grew up with my mom and brothers and everything, and just being the only girl and your mother always working and just always gone. And you had to go from staying with your brothers to staying with the aunt or staying here and staying there. And you're being the girl, and everybody just want to experiment, try different things on you as the girls, because it was mostly all boys. And so being around that, they would do different things to me or make me do different things. And I just recall a couple of times just being forced to do certain acts that I was just like, I couldn't believe that they would do it and then shun me after they make me do it. And then that kind of led me to a life where I was just doing all kind of things out there and just looking for love in all the wrong places, just out there drinking and everything, doing everything under the sun, and then just finding, trying to look for love, finding my father when I was 13 and just looking for approval and just keeping my mind totally not on nothing, but just trying to fill that void, that hurt, that pain that nobody can understand. And it was like an inner cry going on the inside, and I was trying everything to fill that void up. And I tried relationships. I tried, you know, alcohol and all kind of drugs. And it still was like a void. And my turning point in all of this is like I got pregnant. And when I got pregnant, I'm in this relationship. I'm in love. I'm pregnant. And come to find out, my fiance, he was living a double life. He had another life, and his other life was with a man. So that was like adding more pain to the already pain that's inside. And then I just recall, like, after he left me pregnant for a man, just blew me away. I was just like, God, what did I do deserves this. You know, I'm pregnant. I'm going forth and everything. And then I end up, my son ended up passing away through all that. And I was like, you know, I just went into a place that nobody could bring me back but God. And I think when the turning point where my mind was completely gone, he finally just, like, one day I just snapped out of it and I was, like, in my right mind. And I could have a conversation after all that. And then I ended up into another relationship and just trying to fill voids, not trying to deal with it, but trying to fill a void that only God can fill. I went into another relationship and got pregnant again, and he just started speaking curses over me and doing all kind of stuff to me. And so I went on and I just tried to do the best I could with that. And I just remember like just staying focused because I wanted this baby, you know, and I went forth and the baby, I birthed it and everything was fine. And then my second son passed away. So then I was like, God, what did I do to deserve all this? And so I said, okay, God, if I give you my life, would you just turn me around? And I fought it for a long time because when God wants you, he'll get your attention one way or another. And I just remember just like I said, God, I knew I wasn't ready. I kept running and running and running. And I just remember one day I was just like partying, and I remember it. And we were driving, and I said, and me and my friend, we were celebrating my birthday. We was just out there drinking, doing drugs, just doing everything, laughing and everything. And we were both in the car, and all of a sudden, we're laughing, but there's nothing that we're laughing about, no conversation. And I heard a third laughter, and I stopped, and I looked at her, and I said, I'm getting saved tomorrow. And it got quiet for a couple of seconds, and because I heard another laughter, that laughter made me feel like the enemy was laughing at me, like, I got you now. I got you now. You're not going to turn away from me. I got you. And I just knew that it was just time. And so she was like, she looked at me, and she fell out laughing again. But that next, something about that next day, no matter how hard I partied that night, that next day I got up, I got dressed, I went to church. I said, I have to give my life to God. I went to that altar. I gave myself to God. And I said, God, I do this. I drink. I smoke. I do this. And I said, God, only you can take it away from me. And don't get me wrong. It's nothing easy. It's nothing easy because I backslid a couple of times in the process. But I believed in him that he was going to change me. And he did it. It was a process that he did. He changed me slowly. And then I said, God, I want more of you. And so I started going to another ministry, and I started going into this ministry. I just loved it. I loved the pastors. I said, God, look at the anointing on their life. And I just wanted to be a part of anything that they was going to do. And I did it, and I was like, my gift is going to come forth. And I just was like, I gave up stuff. I just gave up people and family, anything to just go after God. And I did it. And then the movement came, and they were talking about it was time for us to move and go forth and into a grand movement. So I went. We picked up everything and moved to Florida doing the will of God and got down here. And it was just like it was like an experience like no other. And I had to go through mind manipulation, control. I had to go through being humiliated, just dogged, and just everything in the church, you know. And I'm saying this because I want people to know that even in the church, the enemy is in the church. He's there. It's just don't let him disturb your walk. Keep your faith like a flint, because he's there trying to keep you off guard, to keep you off of what God has designed for you. You're anointed and you're appointed for such a time as this. And see, he knows that. So he sends everything out, and he don't care who he uses. He'll use your pastor. He'll use the bishop. He'll use your best friend. He'll use the usher. He don't care who he uses, because spirit, and it's transferable, and he wants to get you off guard, but he don't even understand that every time he gets you, every time he try to set you out, every time he try to play those games with you, he is making the anointing on your life stronger and powerful and great. Hallelujah. Not for you, but for someone else that you want set free and be delivered. So I just say this because it's just so much that you go through that everything in your life is setting you up for a design day, a design day that God has put on this earth, he has put you in from the foundation of this earth. Before you even thought about being birthed into this world, he has designed a day. So everything, every process, whether you've been molested, you've been raped, you've been beat, you've been mistreated by men, women, I don't care who it was that mistreated you, it's because God has a designed day for you, for his glory to be revealed. Hallelujah. Sometimes your loyalty will mess up your royalty. And I just say that because your royalty is with him. And your loyalty is with man. And you got to choose which one. Choose this day who you going to serve. What do you want to do with it? And so that's my testimony today, that God has brought me through a lot, and I'm still determined, and I'm still going forth. And I thank God because on top of all that, he took the time out to let me find out about I am a ruby, full of the prophet, to understand who I am. And I urge you guys to just step out of your comfort zone and just get registered, because it's so much that you don't even know, that they don't even teach in the church. And it's time for us to wake up out of our sleep and get on our post and do what God has designed for us to do.
My God, my God, my God. She could have kept right on going. My God, did you hear, my God, her testimony? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. All the things that she's been through, losing her sons and everything, and just going from relationship to relationship. I know as many people out there can relate to that. Glory to God. But look and hear her today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory on today. My God, you cannot tell me what God cannot do for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Prophetess Foster right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. Oh, my God, my God. At this time, we're just going to share just a little word, hallelujah, that God has given us on tonight. Oh, my God, I just thank God for the woman of God her testimony, glory to God, because it's nobody but God. It's nobody but God, hallelujah, getting in the spirit of God and knowing which way to go and how to do things, and that's what we're going to talk about today, hallelujah. The topic is operating in the spirit of God, and the subtopic is, have you landed in the spirit yet? Have you landed in the spirit lately? Glory to God. And we're going to be coming from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 4 through 13, and we're not going to hit every scripture. We're going to flow through this thing as God gives us, and I'm going to start off with verse number 4. Glory to God, and then we're going to open up the lines for comment on the topic and hallelujah, and just prayer requests, but we're going to start with verse number 4, and it says, "In my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and of power." Glory to God. How many times have we heard enticing word of a man? How many times we heard enticing words of a woman? But we need to have the demonstration of the Holy Spirit working in us with power. And number 5, it says that your faith may not stand in the wisdom of men. Glory to God, but in the power of God. Okay, let's take a little travel. Glory to God. In Genesis, it was the Spirit of God, hallelujah, the anointing of God, hallelujah, the power of God, the majesty of God, the Elohim of God, the El Shaddai of God, hallelujah, the majestic of God, hallelujah. Excuse me. The majestic of God that set the chaotic state of the earth, and he began to say, let there be, glory to God. It was the power of God, hallelujah, that made Abraham the father at the age of 100, Genesis 21. It was the power of God, hallelujah, came to Moses in the burning bush and let him know who he really was, that I am that I am. And it was the power of God that told Peter to come and began to walk on the water. That's Matthew 14. Glory to God. Oh, my God. It's the power of God that saved us on the day. It's the power of God that drew us, oh, my God, into salvation. It's the power of God, hallelujah, that came and planted and birthed us with the Holy Spirit. It's the power of God in the name. It's the power, oh, my God, that we need to operate in, the Spirit of God, not the spirit of man wisdom, but the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Verse number 6 says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. We know that the world is soon to pass away. And hallelujah, we know that in 1 Corinthians verse number chapter 1, verse 20, it said, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Glory to God. So it's in God. It's the Spirit of God that we move and have our being. It is the Spirit of God that blew breath, the Ruach breath in us, and we became a living soul. Oh, my God, I'm just excited on this evening, oh, God, and especially after hearing the woman of God testimony on today. And verse number 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained by the world unto our glory. Verse number 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Just like in Daniel 3, and King Nebuchadnezzar made this golden image and had everybody to bow down, even the counselors, the rulers, the sheriff, the treasurer, everybody, when they hear the sound of the instruments, the different instruments, they were to bow down. But how many know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said they will not bow down? And at the end of the story, hallelujah, the Spirit of God changed that man's mind, changed that man, and said that everyone must heed to the voice of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, glory to God, because we need to begin to walk in the Spirit of God. Glory to God. It says, but as it, in verse number 9, but as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither enter into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. How many love God enough to go into a little deeper and into a little deeper prayer? How many love him, hallelujah, that would go into a little deeper worship? How many would love God enough to go into the spiritual realm so that you can hear the plan of God, so that you can hear his instruction of how to handle a certain situation? Oh, my God, it was Peter, hallelujah, that in Luke 5 and 14, that God spoke and told him to go out, launch out into the deep. And then Peter would come and say, well, you know, Lord, we toiled all night. And that's what we can say sometimes. God, I prayed and I fasted and I paid my tithes and nothing else. But Peter said, nevertheless. And sometimes we need to grab hold to that word, nevertheless. And he said, I'll do what your words say do. And so since Peter got into the spirit realm, he said, nevertheless, glory to God, I'll do what you say do. My God, we need to add that word to our vocabulary. Nevertheless, Lord God. I don't care how many times I done went around this block and I'm still seeing the same thing, but nevertheless, Lord God, I'll go around it no matter how many times that you say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is it right here. Verse number 10, it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, the mystery of him. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, God, I got to give you this illustration that God gave to me, and he showed me this airplane. You know how you at the airport, and you may see this airplane just circling around because they haven't heard the word from the tower to able to land. So God said this airplane just circling around and waiting in here that it's clear to land. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when that airplane pilot heard, hallelujah, that it's clear to land, it's okay to land, hallelujah, and then he begins to get on the runway and let down his gear down and so that he can come on in. And that's what God is saying. He said, aren't you tired of my words just circling around the airport? God said, I need to land. So you need to get deep into his spirit. Glory to God, so he can land his word into the spirit realm, so then you can know that it's time to land. It's clear to land. Come on in. It's clear to let down your landing gear and come on in. So we need to reach. We need to get into the spirit of God. We need to get into the realm of his spirit so that we can hear him say that it's clear. We need to get into the spirit to know that, okay, I'm going to show you how to solve this problem and tell me how. I know because I was facing a problem. Oh, my God. And God said, okay, so you think you can handle it in natural? So you just keep on. And I kept on going. I was circling around the airplane. I was circling around the airport until I got into the spirit realm of God. And that's when God began to deal with me. He began to reveal the answer. And glory to God. And God gave me the answer to the situation. And hallelujah, my God, it has been settled. So we need to really, truly get into the spirit of God so that we can know, hallelujah, glory to God, that we know that we can come up with the things that it says that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor entered to the heart of man. God said, I'm trying to speak to you. I'm trying to commune with you. I'm trying to sup with you, but you don't have time. Your airplane is just circling around in the air. But until you get into the spirit realm of God, you're going to keep circling around. God said, I need some people to come in deep. I need some people to come in to worship deeper. I need some people to get in prayer deeper. Glory to God, so that you can hear what thus said the Lord. God said, it's time out. Hallelujah for listening to man's wisdom. They're going to come to naught. Glory to God. God said, I need somebody that's going to go in deep. I need somebody that's going to go in deeper. Glory to God and see what I'm saying. Hallelujah. To come, oh my God, to handle these different issues. We are trying to handle natural issues with natural's remedy. But God said, we need to have the Spirit of God. We need to know the Spirit of God. We need to get into his face. We need to stay at his feet. Glory to God, so that we can hear the remedies. We can hear the answers. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said that we are working against ourselves because, as I said, we're trying to handle natural conditions and circumstances and currents and all things happening with the natural, and it will not work. Glory to God. So God is saying on today, hallelujah, that we need to get deeper into his word. We need to have some nevertheless. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And Prophetess Foster, I know God has given you something to say concerning this word, so I'm going to bounce back to you, and you can just give what God has given you before we open up the lines. Glory to God.
Yes. That part that I was looking at is like he said in verse 14, a man with the spirit does not accept the things that come from the spirit of God, but they are foolish to him. And this whole scripture chapter just gives you the promises of God when you let go. It's just telling you let go and let God. And I love that part where you said you were circling around the airplane, and then that's you trying to figure out exactly what you're supposed to do in the natural, in your own thoughts, but not stepping into God's thought. I thought that was great, and so I was just thinking, like, you know, how he wants you to dig down deep. And so in my head, I just saw a scuba diver. Like, when you scuba diving, you going down deep. You going down on the surface. And a lot of times, there's hidden treasures down there. So that's why he wants you to get into the deep of his deepness, because he got hidden treasures that he wants you to tap into and open up the box, and he want to pull out some treasures that has been hidden. but it's for you. But you got to get deep into him and just get into his presence, get into his awareness. You know, sometimes we want to hide. We want to look like we got the part. We want to look the part. We want to act the part, but we're so far away from him. And he's letting you know, I got a promise for you. Because if your eyes have not even, your eyes ain't even seen this. Ears ain't even heard. He's telling you, if you get there, I'm going to let you hear it. I'm going to let you see it. I'm going to let you go deep into me so that you can hear some things and know how to pull out of me. Sometimes it's just like a nurse when they're trying to draw that blood and they're trying to find that perfect vein to get that blood out. God said, okay, why don't you tap into me that same way? Because I got some stuff for you too. And this word is potent. And we can't live in our natural mind to understand these things that God is trying to expose to us. We got to say, God, I don't want my mind no more. I don't want it. I want your mind. I want to have your mind so I can understand what you really want me to do. So many times we are so stuck. We're so stuck in our own self and so stuck into tradition and so stuck into what your mama done taught you and what your daddy done taught you that you don't even understand that God is trying to teach you something so powerful, so exuberating in the kingdom of God and how to act, how to talk, how to walk, how to speak, how to command. It's so much stuff that he wants you to do that he can just download on you just like a drop of a dime for you to walk. You want that business? Tap into God. You want that mindset? Tap into God. So I'm getting excited here. So I'm just saying it's just so much to God. Don't limit him by limiting yourself just to think that you can do it. Just can do it just by reading the word and not looking up the word or just living off of somebody else's word or believe in something. You dig into the word and see what God is telling you about the word for you and your situation. And that's all I got to say. Lord have mercy. This is good.
Amen, amen. That is it. Glory to God. See, a lot of times we want to hear a word from someone else. God said, I'm trying to give you a word. And on Tuesday night, the apostle came something with something. She said something that was so profound. She said, this is an individual night. You got to come in individual and get this on your own. See, a lot of times we want either her or we calling her phone. Oh my God. And God said, I'm trying to get your attention. I got her attention. I'm trying to get your attention. So that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to let go of things, hallelujah, and get in tune with God. Get into the spiritual realm of God, because I tell you, the natural cannot help you out in the things that we are facing today. It's going to take the Spirit of God, glory to God. And I know at this time, we're going to open up the lines, glory to God, for any comments on the subject and prayer requests. And I'm just excited on today because I know all through the day it's been turbulence and all kind of disturbance. And God said, that's a come, you know, things come up. And like you said, Prophet, that the little incident that you had before you came on the line. See, we got to know. We got to be in tune with God when it's something that's trying to come against us so we won't come forth with the word. Glory to God. But I tell you right now, if you just tune in, connect with God, he's going to show you exactly what to do. Glory to God. Mm-mm-mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a question here. Glory to God. It says, how do you do when you fight the urge of your childhood and you fall from your desires? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of us, oh my God, has fallen, you know, short, and we have to redo this over. It's just a redo. Just get on up and say, Lord God, help me with this. need your help. And seeing that's another way of getting deeper into God. Glory to God. Even your childhood things that, you know, try to come against you. Anything that you're going through and it just keep coming, you need to get closer to God. Just get close to God and just give it all to him. Whatever it is that you're going through, he said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come honestly before the throne of grace. Let all your cares up on him because he cared for you. So this right here is saying, glory to God, come in deeper. Come in deeper, and I'll give you. I'll set you free. Glory to God. I'll mend the brokenness. I'll mend the heart. Glory to God. And he will give you your. And then you begin to walk back in the destiny that God has called you to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that answers your question. Hallelujah. Because it is in the spirit where we're going to find our answers. It's in the spirit where we're going to find the remedy. It's in the spirit where we're going to find peace. It's in the spirit where we're going to find joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everything that we do. God said, after this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit is to guide us. The Holy Spirit is to lead us. The Holy Spirit is to keep us. The Holy Spirit is to teach us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Glory to God.
I believe also you need to get down on that floor. We need to get back on that threshing floor and get to praying, even if it means that you got to kick and scream and say, God, get this out of me. Get it out of me. Just be honest and transparent like the woman of God say. Just start kicking. If you got to lay in the middle of your living room floor and say, God, I don't want to be like this no more. Get it all out of me. I don't like this person. And then, like she said, the Holy Spirit will take over. It'll make intercession for you. It'll make intercession for you, stuff that you don't even know what to pray for. It'll start praying for you. And when you get up off that floor, don't you get up off that floor until you know there's a change that took place.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, glory to God. So we open up the line some more to any prayer requests, any questions at this time. Glory to God. Any comments, oh God, from the audience, hallelujah.
This is Prophetess Deandra. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I am at work about to run outside. I thank God for this radio show today. Y'all done blessed me. I was in a place, too. It's all kind of stuff going on around me at work today. I'm still at work, but I turned this radio show on. I'm talking about the testimony lifted me up. Oh, my God, the word of God. I seen the word hovering around me. Found a place to land right there in my heart. I thank God that it ain't just hovering around me, that he found a lodging place in my heart and found a place where I could have it and be planted inside of me. Oh, my God, this show has blessed me. Women of God, y'all better get it in today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank both of y'all. Wonderful, wonderful show. Great word. The word just was awesome. Prophetess Patricia, I seen it. I seen the word hovering, trying to find a place to land. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. Great analogy. Prophetess Sincere, oh, my God. Just your transparency. Oh, my God, has delivered some people today on this line. I thank you for being transparent, our God, and just letting them know that for real stuff like this goes on out there, and God can deliver out of it all. My God, I thank y'all on today.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophet Deandre. Glory to God. That's my tag team partner there. Ooh, amen. Anyone else have any comments on the topic and any prayer requests? Glory to God. Any questions at this time? You can come forth now. Hallelujah. Just got a
hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for that. Oh, my God, how that blessed my soul. And wow, my God, I know Prophet Patricia, she got it on the inside of her. And when she begins to deliver the word to us, that, you know, God is speaking, and, oh, my God, they call her prophetess Sunny. Oh, my God, she just came out and came forth, and she just blessed me. And, I mean, I was just shocked, like, because she never too much talk. So, oh, my God, she just needs to get into the place and let God just, she got to have her voice to be heard more, and, you know, for her to get all of that that's inside of her, for it to come forth in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for, you know, just being able to listen to the word on today. I mean, I done had word all day long, and I am just so happy and just, oh, my God, it's just so, you know, it's just a good feeling that you have when, you know, you just give God your praise and just, when you want to just worship God all day long and just to be in his presence. And I thank God for y'all ladies for today, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. We only have like a few minutes, but nevertheless, glory to God, we're going to have round two with our Women of Strength ministry meeting right after this here at 8 o'clock. So you can call into 712-432-1212, and the code is 214-925-013, and we will pick up this this topic and go further in the Lord. Is that we have time maybe for one more comment or one more prayer request before we go off the line. Come quickly. If we don't have another prophetess, Foss, you want to come forth with a couple of words to the listeners?
Praise God. I just want to give God honor and glory for everything that he did on this line. We just thank God for what he's doing and has done. And I just tell everyone to stay encouraged, even through church hurt, anything that has bound you or just got you all tight, just loosen unto God and watch him use you mightily. It is a time in the earth realm for him to use his mighty soldiers. And just get ready, you guys. Just release it and get ready to be used by the Almighty God. He is waiting and he is willing to use you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Apostle Tashana, she sent a message to us and said, glory to God on this trifecta. Blessed Thursday, and it has been a blessed Thursday on today. We love you, Apostle Shana. Amen, amen. And just concurring with Prophetess said that we want to encourage you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just keep going. Keep getting up. No matter how many times you may fall, just keep getting up and keep pleading the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. And know, glory to God, that God sees and he knows and he is there to lift you up. Oh, my God. God, hallelujah. I thank God for the woman of God that came on the line and on the radio show with me today. I thank God for her. Glory to God for her testimony, how she allowed God to use her through her testimony and the encouraging words that she had for everybody on this show. And I just pray that everyone got something out of this radio show today, and know that we're going to be back on the radio show next month or maybe later on this month. But God be the glory. We thank God for you guys listening. We thank God. So is there anyone else have a short comment or a short prayer request at this time before we get cut off? Okay, glory to God, hallelujah. And we have in our closeout song, El Shaddai, glory to God. And that is going to be playing in a few minutes. We give God all the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in. We thank you, Lord God, for supping with us. We thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, how you just showed up, oh God, and made everything flow like it's supposed to flow, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we are nothing. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. And don't forget, round two, it's coming up in a few minutes, so get ready. Dial in to our conference call, and you will hear some more word of God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our songs are coming on in a minute. Hallelujah. Just bless everyone on this day. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Glory to God. I'm thanking God how things have just come together. Glory to God.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you.